I wonder how many times you have been told something by someone and you will say, come on, just be quiet, or I don't want to hear it. Or you may be an expert in something and someone gives you an opinion and you are like, I don't really know about what you're saying. Well, think of it. Jesus is death, but now he has appeared to some people, according to the mind of the disciples. And they are doubting what is going on because, I mean, it's impossible. Nobody has heard anybody coming back from death. It's rightly understood. Nevertheless, Jesus is making his way towards his disciples and saying, hey, what you have heard in the scriptures must be fulfilled or is fulfilled with me. What you have heard through the whole Testament, the Old Testament, now takes place here with me. And the message of the resurrected Jesus, it is not about, I told you so. He doesn't go and say to the disciples, how is possible you don't believe? Or how is possible that you have abandoned me? Rather, the constant message of this resurrected Jesus is, peace be with you. Now, think of those occasions in your life when you have had a disagreement with someone. What is the first thing you say to that person when you see them? Peace be with you, or come closer? I mean, and I think that the resurrected Jesus is really giving us a lesson of who God is. A God of mercy. And we celebrate today Divine Mercy Sunday because of how Jesus presents his mercy to Saint Faustina. Okay? And believe me, everybody is so excited about Divine Mercy Sunday. The question here will be, are you being merciful to others? Are you incarnating the mercy of God to others? Because we can go to the first reading. What happened in the first reading? The disciples gathered together, and they were expecting the second coming of Jesus, like, pretty quick, right? Didn't happen. But what were they doing? Putting together everything and being sure that nobody was lacking anything. Now, try to match that to whenever you hear about the news of how many people are being handed over, whatever, by the government. How do you feel? You know, and it's no matter of doing, okay, everybody has to get everything without working. Shouldn't be like that. The question here is, how are you moved and how do you react? Okay? Because here we have to enter into saying, okay, are we creating, I will say, a system or a community or a society in which everybody is responsible for the good of everybody else? And I mean, you know, if I know I can work, then I should work instead of saying, get me, right? But also making room for those who cannot do it to say, okay, we can care for you. And don't worry, I'm not entering into economics or politics. I'm just asking you to consider the gospel, okay? Everything else you can discuss with your friends. But think of it. How can we be people who, in mercy, help each other to grow and learn to care for each other? Not only economically, but also emotionally. Okay? Because Most of you are a little bit older than me, okay? Don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you old, okay? The issue is that, you know, it's something that we have to think of, and I say why, because pretty often I go to visit the houses of the elderly, and something that is rather hard for me to see is how parents are like, my children have no time for me. And I say, oh, dear. So how are you creating a different style of life for your own family in which you can make time for each other? Because believe me, I do it pretty often, but it is not nice when I receive a call from people, can you go and see my parents? I cannot go because of work. I'm like, huh? Your father, your mother is probably gonna die today and you have no time for that? Of course, I don't say it, right? I think about it. So how can you care of those who are around you? It's important. What is the most valuable thing for you? It's important. Because unless we discover that, I mean, we can talk as much as we want about mercy, but if we are not merciful, that means feeling, okay, being empathetic with others, there is no way our words are gonna match with what Jesus has done. So Divine Mercy Sunday is this invitation of the gospel of today. Can we have peace in our hearts that we may be able to go and bring peace to others? And in order for us to achieve peace in our hearts, we have to be pretty comfortable with who we are, the good and the bad. I'm not saying you should have to say, okay, I'm okay. No, rather is, what are your good qualities and what are those qualities which are not good at all? Okay? And to try to work on them so that you may become better as a human person. Because believe me, the older I get, the more I think that unless we understand our own humanity and we accept it as it is, there is no way we can connect with the divine. We can learn a lot of theology, and we can learn a lot about God from the books. But unless you understand your heart and you understand your mind, you won't be able to understand who Jesus Christ is. And that is the problem of Thomas. He says, unless I put my finger and my hand, I won't believe. What do you need to believe? What is the sign you have been asking from God? Because probably you have been missing it all along. Probably God has given you so many signs and you are like, I don't see it yet. And the question is, has been God absent of your life, or have you not been able to understand him? Totally different. So we pray that indeed everything we do, everything we say, may help us to believe in this Jesus Christ who says, I want you to be with me. I want you to participate of the life of the Father. So don't think you are too little because I have given up my life for you. Don't think you cannot do it because I have done it for you. Don't think that I'm here just to say you are wrong. I'm here to tell you, I love you as you are. Can we walk together? Let's try to be really people of mercy. People who embody and incarnate Jesus Christ for others.